Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Scrolling Mind. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, and suddenly you're comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reels? Yeah, I feel you. It's easy to get caught up in the digital whirlwind, constantly measuring ourselves against these carefully curated versions of reality. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving into something super important: cultivating self-compassion in this crazy digital age. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preachy podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a unicorn of positivity who floats above every stressful situation. It's about learning to be kind to ourselves, even when the internet makes us feel like we're falling short. Because let's be honest, folks, life is messy. We all have those moments where we mess up, compare ourselves to others, or just feel downright overwhelmed. And in these moments, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a lifeline. So, what exactly does self-compassion look like? It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. It's recognizing that our struggles are normal, that we're not alone in this journey, and that it's okay to have off days. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Practice mindfulness. Seriously, ditch the endless scrolling and pay attention to what's happening right now. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. This helps you become more aware of when you're slipping into negative self-talk and allows you to gently redirect your attention. It's like hitting the pause button on that internal critic and saying, "Whoa there, let's take a breath." 2. Challenge those inner critic voices. We all have them, those nasty little voices that whisper doubt and negativity. But here's the thing, they're not always right. When you catch yourself engaging in self-criticism, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we saying it to ourselves? Remember, your worth isn't defined by your mistakes or imperfections. You are worthy of love and compassion just as you are. 3. Practice gratitude. Focus on the good stuff. Take a moment each day to appreciate the things you have, big and small. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or the laughter of loved ones. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the positive even amidst challenges. 4. Set healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly connected, always reachable? It's time to reclaim your time and energy. Set boundaries with technology. Designate offline hours, put your phone away during meals, and create spaces where you can truly disconnect. You deserve to be present in real life. 5. Be kind to your body. Treat yourself like the amazing vessel that it is. Eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, get enough sleep, and practice self-care rituals that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of your physical health also supports your mental well-being. Think about that time you were feeling down about something. Maybe a project didn't go as planned or you felt like you weren't measuring up to someone else's standards. What did you tell yourself? Were those words kind and supportive or harsh and critical? I bet it was the latter. We tend to be our own worst critics, but imagine if we treated ourselves with the same understanding and compassion we'd offer a friend in that situation. It might feel awkward at first, but over time, self-compassion becomes a powerful tool for navigating the ups and downs of life. Remember, you're worthy of love and kindness, even when you stumble or fall short. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer to someone you adore. You deserve it, and don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom. Until then, keep scrolling mindfully and be kind to yourselves, out there. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.